At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, it was not a great night last night at Progressive Field as the Cleveland Guardians fell to the Miami Marlins 11-4, game in which I saw Edwards hit that leadoff home run against Williams on the top of the first inning. I thought, this is not going to be our day. And Williams did not have a solid outing after his near no-hit performance against the Mets last week, went just three innings, giving up the four runs. Williams talking about how he felt in the week leading up to his start against the Marlins.
I mean, I threw 126 pitches last outing. I mean, the whole body was a little fatigued, but it's still no excuse. I went out there and pitched no matter what. I should have done better than what I did.
And he also did not use when asked, the days extra that he got off from his start between the Mets and the Marlins there. Just not a tough day for him.
He does mention the pitching. Does that... The amount of pitches that he had in the game previously.
Is that, and then
he
said it wasn't an excuse. Jonathan?
That's what I'm wondering.
Jonathan, it's up to you, man, this afternoon. Is it Champions Post? I got another question. You really thought it was over in the top of the first?
Yeah.
I had full faith that they would come back against the Marlins, and then when they did, it's our game. I didn't in the sixth inning, but after that,
well, they did have the rally later on in the game. Gabriel Arias tied the game with a home run hit to the left side for Arias, which seems so rare nowadays. But after they gave up the following home run, that was where I was like, all right. And Marcy had a really solid game. That guy's only been up for 2 weeks, but they're saying
Kafis
superstar.
Kafis corner
Miami.
Right now, go.
1-for-3 performance from Colin Joseph Kafis in this game. Had a single, also had a stolen base and a strikeout.
He was ready for it.
I wasn't ready for that one. There were days like yesterday.
Yeah,
where
but I feel like I'm just getting the box score right now. I'm going to need a little more.
How intimate do you want me to get on the details of Colin Joseph Kafis' performance?
I want you to get it between the sheets. Let's do this.
I think that's what everybody's clamoring for. That's what ignited the entire bit, was that somebody on this show could not believe that we were not more thrilled about the call-up and his opportunity to help this team down the stretch.
I just didn't want to make too big of a deal about it because I didn't want to put too much pressure on the young man. That's all. I was getting cussed out on social media. Owen's right. I go, I just don't want to put too much pressure.
We're basically putting all the pressure that would have been on DeLauder if he had been healthy, and Bazana if he had not gotten the injury 2 months prior.
I didn't say you weren't right. I just said I didn't want to put too much pressure on the young man.
Let's emphasize that.
They lost nine games.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Nine runs in the run differential column, Kenny. So they're chasing. They're still chasing.
Still 60.5 games back of the Tigers. Going to Browns camp yesterday in Philadelphia. Obviously, the Browns dealing with numerous quarterback injuries right now. We have Kenny Pickett, Shador Sanders yesterday. The one healthy quarterback we have right now throughout this training camp, 40-year-old Joe Flacco.
We're in that room together, and we're all doing things together. But when it comes out in this field, like, I'm not super worried about what Dylan's doing to get back from his hamstring. I'm focused on us getting better and us doing the best we can against Philly, and that includes him. Like, you know, you want to see him get out there and have good reps and do those things.
You got to be wondering what's going through his mind right now as, like, the grizzled vet who's the only one that's been on the field the entire time, but not on the playing field.
I really don't wonder what's going on through his head right now. He's 40 years old. He's been in the NFL for 17 years. I think he's kind of giving you what he thinks. Hey, he's been pretty honest, brutally honest, I would say, how Joe Flacco's thought. Have you thought that Joe Flacco was holding anything back during this entire offseason / preseason?
No, I found it very interesting that I would love to know what Joe Flacco really feels about what's behind him. With the quarterbacks and the young quarterbacks.
If he thinks they're good.
And the rookies. Like, his buddies have got to be texting him every day. Like, hey, ESPN, they led with Shador. They have training camp stat breakdowns. Hey, the big station in Cleveland, the big show in Cleveland, they're talking about Shador. 923 The Fan, they're talking about Shador. And he's just got to, he knows it. He knows the league. It's not like this has surprised him. Maybe he legitimately does not care. Maybe
yeah,
he's
he
like,
also did it with Drew Locke and Zach Wilson.
Boy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You're right. Oh, and that's
Anthony Richardson.
It's a great point, because maybe that is a big reason why they felt comfortable bringing him in. Like, that guy is not going to be threatened at all by what's behind
Lamar
him.
Lamar Jackson.
He's not.
He did it with all those guys.
I think the last time he was threatened was with Lamar Jackson.
Yes. How long ago was that?
That was a long time ago.
They were also making packages for Lamar, even though Joe was the starter. Lamar had packages, and then, you know, Harbaugh had to save his job, and he did it. He saved his job.
This is after we beat him. Continue, Mitch.
Saying in the sport of football, it's been a busy week for one former head coach, John Gruden, who not only recently had a win in court over his NFL lawsuit, but talked with Georgia's football team.
That'd be funny after he won the court case if the judge sent him a big box for him to open up with the verdict.
What would be in the, oh man, what's in the box?
Gavel. Hey, judge gave me the gavel. Starts
Guys.
Going through.
What's like the
Judge Richards?
What's the
of all my favorite judges? This is the judge right here. Opening up the box, great judge.
Then
he starts with the whole thing.
Used to do some clerical work in Supreme Court. Oh, that's nice. Thomas. Clarence Thomas.
Stack of writs right here. Look at this. Did you just say Clarence Thomas?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I should have just let you in on that, and that should have been the end of that right there.
I'll tell you what. You kept it much more clean, both of you did, than what Gruden did for the Bulldogs in disclosing how he wants to keep his coaching opportunities open, maybe in the Southeastern Conference.
The only reason I really came here is I want to coach again. I'm being honest with you. I do not bull either. I want to coach again. I'd die to coach in the SEC. I would love it. What I know about the SEC is it's getting harder. The SEC's getting harder. They tell me Texas is in the SEC. Woo. They tell me Oklahoma's in the SEC. Damn, Texas A&M. You know who your biggest opponent is? You. You're your biggest opponent. Ego. That's your biggest opponent. Greed. jealousy, your cell phone. You guys dig it? You got to make sure you're in charge of you.
Fun fact, Gruden has not coached in the SEC since he was a grad assistant at Tennessee in 1987.
Okay, Kenny, you...
Things change.
Maybe...
Reading the plot of Seven for a second.
Confirm this or tell me I'm crazy. His personality, like he's the cartoon character that's been John Gruden.
Hey, it's him.
I feel like it's been ratcheted up even more, but I also feel like when he was doing Monday Night Football, I think he was always thinking, I'm going to get back into coaching. So I got to watch what I say. I can't truly be me. I can't. Now this version of John Gruden, I think, is so much more entertaining. That now I want this version of John Gruden calling games. Like, yes, and I'd love to see him coach. I'd love to see Big Ten, SEC, whatever. Hell, the Fun Belt, Mid-America Conference. I think he would be so much fun to coach. But I'd also like this version to be in a broadcast booth. Because this one is way better. This is way better than the John Gruden I remember doing games.
The Mac is under attack right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean it to come out like that. You have a Kent State job that has an interim head coach right now. It's time. It's time. It's time for one of these schools to make a splash.
What would you do to be in the booth with John Gruden?
My God.
He'd kiss his bare ass to be in the booth with John Gruden on live television.
I'd spot for free.
You're going to kiss it, Lima. That's what you're going to do right now.
That's it for About Last Night.
Flip right double. X-Jet. 36 counter naked waggle at 7. X-Quarter on 1. Ready, bleep, and break.
He's 61.
That's it?
Yes. He can have three more coaching jobs.
He looks so much younger than that.
Two. At least two. He can have two more coaching jobs.
Mary Kay Cabot, 8:22 this morning.
Can we get him in the NFL? Could that be part of the settlement? Like, all right, which team? Which bad team do you want to coach?
Well, Tone.
Let's see. Where are you from again? What team did you grow up watching?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.